Well, she, you know, a girl lives right here in town. A young gal lives right here in town named Linda Ronstadt. Our own Linda Ronstadt, we think of her as our own. When will I be loved? And don't think twice, it's all right, Peter, Paul, and Mary, and the Beatles, good morning. Good morning, friends. How are you? That good. Real fine. I knew that you'd answer that because it's Friday, and it always feels real special on Friday. Oh, I apologize for slipping there. I didn't have my dark glasses on. They're back in place, however, and I'm ready to get back to where it's at right after Bro John at noon.
Hey, what a way to spend the day on Magic Mountain Run, the magical fun play.
Mario, weeknights till 9, Saturday and Sunday till 6.
Yeah. It was fun. You can shop till 10 o'clock Saturday night at every Pacific Stereo store. This is KMET, Metro Media Stereo, and soon Quad in Los Angeles.
Rodney's got to stop. He has these funny, there are no filters on them either, and they're not, there's no brand name, but he does funny things on the roof. So he apologizes through me, Shadow, for covering you up there.
I would hope so. All the people watching him do those funny things.
I know. And then he hides behind the roof up there, you know, and nobody can see him.
Ashamed.
I'd like to get on with the news. Actually, it's brought to you at 12 o'clock today, or nearabouts, by Roots Natural Footwear, Shadow. The very best shoes for your body, certainly, and the most comfortable for your feet. Now, Roots is located in Westwood and La Jolla. My name is Brother John. I think we might as well start out with a shocker. Another piece of Americana, is going up in price soon. It's chewing gum. I hate, you know, but it's news. The Wrigley Company announced a 14% wholesale price increase effective at once in its 7-stick, 20-package boxes of chewing gum and all other packaging as well, folks. Say birth control things are in the news this week. Birth control pills for men. A lady going blind by taking those birth control pills. Remember that one, Orthonovum? And the suit that came about after that. And now the Food and Drug Administration is going to allow regulated sale of a certain contraceptive device, despite the advice of its own experts.
Today's announcement says the number of deaths associated with the Dalcon Shield has increased to 14. In the announcement, the FDA says IUD use results in death for between 1 and 10 in a million users. That's no worse than for oral contraceptives. The Dalcon Shield will only be distributed to doctors who agree to register their patients with the company and keep detailed records on their experiences. The FDA is asking two other IUD manufacturers to develop similar controls for patients wearing Lippi's Loop and Safety Coil. Today's policy decision on the Dalcon Shield, used by 3 million women worldwide, conflicts with the advice from a panel of doctors who studied the shield and its problems for FDA. Bill McCluskey, Washington.
You know, the FDA says sale and use under medical supervision will be permitted. Well, it's Wednesday night, dear. Better call the doctor. Supervision, you know. Ah, give him an apple, Alice. Tell him to go in the other room. Only in America. I suppose a sense of well-being swells through the nation today, and a sigh of relief that at last we have a vice president. Someone turned to Rocky today and asked him, candidly, of course, Rocky, will you be a controversial vice president?
You can be assured right now, I'm not going to pose a problem to anybody. I want to be as quiet and as helpful and only do that which is appropriate and useful to the president and the people of this country, and to enjoy the association with the Senate and the Congress of the United States.
I understand that Rocky was 5 minutes late for work this morning, though. Jeez, the first day. At the Watergate cover-up trial, it's time for the government of the United States of America Northern Hemisphere to wrap up its final arguments.
Although he didn't ask the jury for a conviction, Chief Prosecutor James Neal finished his argument with an eloquent effort to fire a spirit of indignation. Noting that the jury had heard three of the defendants on tapes, Neal said, "You've heard them scramble for position and develop lines and scenarios." Tragically, Neal continued, "These conspiratorial conversations have happened in the hallowed halls of the White House, where once strode such giants as Jefferson, Jackson, Lincoln." Then Neal asked the jury to compare the White House of old with a quote from one of the tapes concerning the fate of John Dean as the cover-up was crumbling. "Give them an hors d'oeuvre, and maybe they won't come back for the main course." Joe Ewald, Federal Court, Washington.
Do you believe this? I mean, really, 7 of the 14 policemen in La Mesa, Texas, have been fired after being accused of breaking into a local school and stealing food meant for children. In California news, and believe me, these are right from the top headline news stories of the hour, Edmund Brown Jr. plans to begin his first day as governor with a prayer breakfast in Sacramento. San Quentin's 2,800 inmates are confined to their cells today because of a racial outbreak yesterday that left 2 prisoners dead. Now, you can go around and say food prices went up in November. But wouldn't you like to be more accurate, to the point? Oh, yes. Well, you can tell your friends that food prices rose 1.1%, and the mystery of it all is that November is usually the month when prices go down. A little fiction and fact from K-Met's Almanac. We'll be back with more news in a bit after this word from Roots Natural Footwear.
When was the last time that your feet felt really natural in a pair of shoes? Try on some Roots Natural Footwear. Roots are designed not only to make your feet feel great, but your whole body to feel better. The reason Roots shoes are so special is that the recessed heel, supported arch, and heel counter improves your posture and permits a more natural walk. Roots are handcrafted by a family of fine Canadian cobblers from top grain leather, and the shoes are lined with kid glove leather. Roots are the highest quality and most comfortable natural footwear on the market today. So try the shoes that were made for city sidewalks, and remember, city feet need Roots. Roots Natural Footwear at 10909 Kinross Avenue in Westwood Village, next to the warehouse, and in the San Diego area, 1218 Prospect Street, La Jolla. Try one of Roots' 7 styles, including the City Route, the Sport Route, and the Open Route. Roots, your whole body will say thanks.
Of course, Ace and I really want to go along with what Shadow has made us all aware of today, and that's Son of Get Down Day. I know I have my shades on. Shadow has his on. Our engineer, Jerry, has his on. And we just hope and pray, you know, from the heart, that you have yours on, too. That makes it a community darkness that we can all share. L.A. police say a pyromaniac, and they're hard to find sometimes, known as the Phantom, apparently set 48 separate fires over a 3-week period ending last Sunday. The fires all occurred in a square-mile commercial section of the eastern edge of town. And they say that they caused, all the fires caused, $2 million in damage. A special undercover police team probing the fires thought that they had the suspect at least 2 times, but new fires broke out that cleared both men. Police say the last fire occurred last Sunday morning, and they don't know why there haven't been any others since. The L.A., this is more fire news, by the way, kind of tie these together here. The L.A. Board of Fire Commissioners has accused the city of foot-dragging, not only that, but bureaucratic inertia, which can be painful, for not hiring more minority firemen. Commissioner Ira Reiner said the minority hiring program is not moving along as well as expected or as fast because of what he called just plain bureaucratic buck passing, and you don't use that kind of language lightly. Anyway, the commission was appointed by Mayor Bradley last year to recruit more minorities as firefighters, and it just ain't happening, I tell you. The voices you hear in the background are those of the Carl Rude family. Children. Christmas and bad singers, too. Christmas is special for them. Mr. Rude of Blue Creek, Ohio, why, he has 11 other members in his family, and he decorates their 8-acre farm with over 10,000 lights. And Mr. Rude is here now to explain what it looks like.
I have the manger scene, and I have, several little houses decorated. And also, I have, live animals. And each house have different scenes in it. And also on the hillside, I have the city of Bethlehem. And, of course, you walk through. And, no, I don't know. I'd imagine around 10 to 12,000 lights, probably, that much or more.
They have a great time. And listen to this. Mr. Rude spends every single year on those decorations. He spends $3,000 on the project. Why?
To tell people about Christ. That's the main thing. It's the way I tell my story each year of Christ. So many people forgot the real meaning of Christmas, and I want to really show them what it really means. That's why I'm down here each year. trying to really tell them what they really mean, you know, Christmas really means to me, to my family. Because I have a family of 10, you know, and work in the Frigidaire, so I'm very poor with money, but I'm very happy with the Lord, you know, I'm very rich with the Lord. So that's my main thing down here.
Amen. Ski conditions up north are listed as fair to good right now. And the weather? Here in Los Angeles mainly, will be mostly sunny all day except for some scattered high clouds. Join the rest of us. The high at Civic Center today should reach 67, which is strange. It should have been up to 73 today. 73. The weather's been freaky all week. Perhaps it's because that great giant red cosmic mist keeps approaching the Earth. Sure, it couldn't be a planet. Nothing like that. Not in these days. Oh, pardon me. The overnight low should drop to 50 degrees with a high in the middle 60s and increasing patchy clouds. That's the way they have it here, clouds. They'll be expected tomorrow. Right now, the temperature is 65 degrees.
This is the surf condition on today, the 22nd, for southern Orange County from Laguna to San Onofre. Surf today was good to excellent. 2 to 3 foot northwest swell. Light wind chop. San Onofre was good. Trestles would be excellent.
And here's your surf report for Newport Beach. Hey, it's happening today. We've got 4 with occasional 6 foot set waves coming through with good shape. Everybody in the world is out there, but there's still room for one more. So if you don't want to miss it, I'd get down to the beach today.
Surf conditions for Huntington Beach. The ocean surface is calm with the water temperature 56 degrees. We have a westerly swell with the waves breaking from 1 to 2 feet. Board surfing conditions are poor.
This is the most Manhattan Beach Surf Report. The air is 58, the water is 56. The wind is calm and the sky is partly cloudy. Surf is about 3 to 4 feet with poor shape.
Good morning, this is Santa Monica Surf Report. Surf in the Santa Monica area is 2 to 3 feet. Semi-mushy conditions with this light north wind making the face of the waves a little bit bumpy.
This is the Ventura County Surf Report. Today we have some 5 foot waves. Looks like it's fun surfing, but the tide's coming up, so it won't stay good for too long. Thank you.
Now from high atop the Biltmore Hotel. Oh, the 12 o'clock news has been brought to you by Roots Natural Footwear in Westwood Village in La Jolla. Roots, keep that name in mind. The best shoes for your body and the most comfortable for your feet. Roots would like to turn you on to their great footwear. Just mention KMET Radio and you'll receive a special Roots t-shirt free. No purchase necessary. My name's Brother John. This is The Shadow.
Oh, look, there's Eddie. He looks great.
Hey, look, he's got a shirt like mine.
Thank you. told you about living in the U.S. of A. Don't you know that I'm a gangster of love? Let me tell you people that I found a new way, and I'm tired of all this talk about love. And the same old story with a new set of words about the good and the bad and the poor. And the times keep on changing, so I'm keeping on top of every fat cat who walks through my door. I'm a space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah. Rock, and I've been traveling through space since the moment I first realized what all you fast-talking cats would do if you could. You know I'm ready for the final surprise. There ain't no way around it, ain't nothing to say that's gonna satisfy my soul deep inside. All the prayers and surveyors keep the whole place uptight while it keeps on getting darker outside. I'm a space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah.
do you? Don't you want me to love you?